USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announces his resignation.
I know that there will be many people who are relieved and perhaps quite a few who will also be disappointed. And I want you to know how sad I am to be giving up the best job in the world. But them's the breaks.
He faces accusations that he elevated a conservative member of parliament to a top job, even though he was aware of sexual misconduct allegations. New research shows those who practice intermittent fasting have reduced the risk of severe COVID-19 complications. When doctors analyzed conditions of COVID-19 patients who fasted and those who didn't, researchers say periodic fasting has shown improved cardiovascular health benefits. That improved condition helped patients avoid complications if they got sick. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running the business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh. Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
A large section of the country is sizzling under a heat wave. Excessive heat warnings and advisories cover parts of the central and southern plains into the southeast. Meteorologist Tony Frasco of the National Weather Service says Thursday is going to be rough in those areas.
Close to some record highs for the dates over some areas, especially over Texas, where it's been very hot. And even some portions of North South Carolina has very high temperatures, up near record highs, up around 100 degrees.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The heat will break in parts of the country. A major poultry producer is continuing to expand. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, Katie Lewis has the details.
Tyson Foods says it struck a deal to buy stakes in two Saudi-based poultry businesses as part of its effort to drive growth beyond the U.S. and tap rising demand globally for protein.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is getting slammed on social media for his summer vacation travel plans. Democrat Gavin Newsom revealed he's in Montana, despite the state being on a list that California bars official state-funded travel. The ban is due to what California calls discriminatory LGBTQ plus laws. A Newsom spokesperson saying the travel ban applies to using state funds and the governor's travel is not being paid by the state. However, the governor's office would not say if his state-paid travel security detail was accompanying him. Montana Republican Congressman Matt Rosendale says this is just par for the course when it comes to Newsom.
It is standard operating procedure for the far left. We see this time and time again, the hypocrisy, that the way with which they live their lives is always very different from the policies that they try to impose on the balance of their constituents. And this is just another example of it.
Spain's famed running of the bulls is back. This after the pandemic got in the way of the event the past 2 years. Starting Thursday, thousands of thrill seekers will take to the streets in the 9-day festival. They'll be joined on those streets by a half a dozen charging bulls. President Biden is set to award the Presidential Medal of Freedom to a number of notable names, including Olympic gymnast Simone Biles. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.